happening, Sylvia? Looks as if someone's collapsed. Yes, poor woman. Let's cross over.
Just a minute.
Well, she won't want everyone staring. Is somebody seeing her?
Plenty of people around. Oh,
you ask me, she's drunk.
Could be diabetic.
Oh, come on, Sylvia.
We're epileptic, I know.
Dear.
If so, someone should put a handkerchief in her mouth.
Excuse me, please.
Is she wearing a disc?
Can I get by? I'm a nurse.
Thank goodness. She'll see to her. Come on, Sylvia.
Wait a moment.
Steady now. Just take it easy.
Oh, where am I?
In Kensington High Street. You fainted. Now, there's no need to worry. I'm a nurse. No, don't try to get up. Just turn over on your side. That's it.
Remember now. Keep them over all dizzy.
I'm going to loosen your collar so you can breathe properly.
I say, shall I ring for an ambulance?
No, no, don't let her do that. I don't want her to trust me.
It's okay.
I'll be all right in a moment.
I don't think that'll be necessary, thanks.
If I could just sit down quietly somewhere.
There's a restaurant along the way.
I couldn't go in there. Not in a smart restaurant.
Look, my flat's around the corner. Would you like to come back there?
Oh, no, no, I couldn't do that.
Better than sitting in the middle of the pavement.
No, I couldn't impose on you.
Go along with her, dear. She'll look after you.
If you're really sure.
Quite sure. Now, don't get up until you're ready.
No, it's steady.
I feel just
hasn't that a bit of luck? You're early on the spot. Being a nurse as well.
Yes, fate, you might say.
A Case to be Answered by Jill Higham, with Clive Francis, Mary Wimbush, and Sue Wallace.
In here. Steady now. Come and sit down. Just steadily. Sit. Take it easy. Oh, sit yourself down.
Oh, thank you.
I'll put your shopping bag down here.
I'm sorry to be such a trouble.
It doesn't matter.
I hope I'm not keeping you from your work.
No, I just come off duty. Let's take your shoes off.
Oh, I feel such a fool.
Oh, you mustn't.
Keeling over like that in a public place.
You say you've been standing a long time.
It's nothing but queues.
And without any lunch, it's hardly surprising. Other foot.
If you have to pass out, it's as well to do it when there's a nurse handy.
Only a student nurse.
You seem to know your way around.
You say you've never fainted before.
Have I? No. I tell a lie. I did the once. On Coronation Day. All those hours waiting in the rain for a glimpse of a newly crowned majesty. Then just as the coach turns into the mall, down I go, wham, like shit from a pigeon.
Oh, no.
I came to find myself laid out beside this young guardsman. For a moment I thought I was in heaven. Then I realised he'd hit the pavement too. Mind you, I was pregnant with my daughter then. Though I didn't know it at the time, or I'd ever have stood all that while. I could have lost her. I shouldn't have been...
Feeling bad again? Put your head down.
What?
Put your head between your knees. It restores the blood supply to the brain.
Oh, no. No, I'm fine now.
Shall I make you a cup of tea?
You wouldn't have a drop of brandy, you know, would you?
Afraid not. Tom's teetotal, so we don't have much drink in. Anyway, safer for you not to touch alcohol.
Tom would be your husband?
Well, the fella I live with.
You're not married, then?
I expect we'll get round to it sometime. We've been together a year now.
Where'd you meet him?
He was a patient. I gave him my first proper injection. Up till then, I'd only practiced on an orange. I was petrified. Nothing to what he was. But he survived it. Here. That's him in the photo. After he was discharged, he asked me out, and we've never looked back.
What is it?
Nothing. He's a fine-looking man.
Not bad, is he? Shall I put it back?
Huh? Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thanks.
It's a beautiful place you've got here.
It is, isn't it?
He must be doing nicely for himself. What line's he in?
Insurance broking.
What's that?
Making sure people are properly protected.
Against what?
Inflation and that.
Oh.
He helps them to provide for the future.
Those that have a future.
Well, yes. Where do you live?
Euston Way.
That far. What brought you over here?
Oh, nothing in particular. Sometimes I take a ride in the Circle Line to pass the time of day, but you get tired going round in circles. Once when my daughter was little, I took her for a walk in Kensington Gardens. All those smart nursemaids out with their charges, but she was prettier than any of them. I can see her now, looking up at that statue of Peter Pan.
Oh, yes.
So when I saw Kensington written up, I thought, now, why don't I stretch my legs there for old time's sake?
You haven't been back since then?
No. No, never since that day. Then don't I go and spoil it all by passing out.
Would you like me to ring someone for you?
Mm-hmm.
Shall I ring your family, ask someone to come and fetch you?
I don't have any family.
How about your daughter? You said you had...
My daughter's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. A friend, then. Have you a friend could come and collect you?
No one.
Well, you're welcome to stay here till you feel up to going.
You're a good girl. I tell you what I'll do. I'll write to your superiors and tell them you're a credit to the hospital.
I hope to pass it on to Sister Yowett.
Who's she?
Sister on my ward. She said if she was in charge of the NHS, first cop back she'd make it be me.
She used to laugh a lot.
Hmm?
There was always laughter in our home. She had the same colour eyes, too. She was a lovely looking girl. She favoured her father, not me. Not that I wasn't a handsome enough woman in me time.
I'm sure. Well, I mean...
No need to humour me. I caught a glimpse of myself in one of those shop mirrors this afternoon. I've become the sort of person I used to avoid. You stop caring.
When did your daughter...
Be 5 years at Christmas. She'd be 27 now. She might have been married. Had a nice home like this.
What did she die of?
It wasn't an illness.
An accident?
Wasn't an accident either. She took her own life.
Oh, no.
There's no worse thing for a mother than that. Better I had lost her standing there in that coronation crowd. That way I wouldn't have known what I was losing. I stopped living that day, too.
Oh, it must have been awful.
There seemed no point in anything. I had quite a good job at the time, in a canteen, but after it, I hadn't the spirit for it.
No.
And then when I couldn't pay the rent, I lost my flat, too.
Where have you been staying since?
Rooms, here and there. I kept moving on, tried to find one that wasn't so empty. Then I slept rough for a spell, till I got double pneumonia. They should have let me go, but they didn't, just pump me full of pills and good advice and threw me back on the social security pile. It's all very well for them, telling you to pull yourself together as if you were a puppet, dance to order. How can you dance when your strings are severed? She did it with a razor.
Oh, God.
I'd been down to the shops. Bought two nice lamb chops for our supper. Coax her appetite. When I got back, there she was, lying on the floor and all a blurred old hole. Ah, I'm sorry. Was I talking to myself?
Never mind.
It's got to be a habit of mine. I see people look at me sometimes. First sign of lunacy, they're thinking, but... Who else is there to talk to? It's only myself will listen. You seem a good listener, though.
Well...
That's rare in a nurse. Oh, they'll ask questions. Did you sleep? Did you take your pills? Have you passed a motion? They only want the sort of answers you can jot down on a card. They're all so busy. Everyone's so busy.
I know.
You were asking me something.
Only where you are living now.
I've been in a hostel for the last 18 months.
What sort of a hostel?
Glorified Doss House. Run by religious folk. You have to sing for your supper and everything else besides. If nothing else, I've got a good repertoire of hymns now. Give me one.
What?
A hymn. Choose anyone you fancy, and I bet you'll know it. Go on, go on.
Okay. Jerusalem the Golden.
Jerusalem the Golden, with milk and honey blessed, beneath thy contemplation sink heart and voice oppressed. I know not, oh, I know not, what joys await us there, what radiancy of glory, what bliss beyond compare. For which on a good night I get a bowl of bone broth and some jam roly-poly.
It's a good voice you've got.
Oh, no, you should have heard me, daughters. She used to sing along with this group in a pub. She was what you might call resident singer. Oh, she used to help out behind the bar, too, but it was for singing she was there for. She had real talent. She could set all the glasses on the bar a-trembling. She might have been on television now. Anything. Your parents must be proud of you, being a nurse and all.
I don't have any parents. They were killed in a car crash when I was 3.
So you've known sorrow, too.
I can't really remember them. It was always Gran. Change your mind about that cup of tea?
Oh, no. No, I'll be away now. You've heard enough of my troubles. And I dare say your young man will be home directly.
Not for an hour or so.
He won't want an old ragbag like me around.
He won't mind.
I think I'd best go.
You sure you're feeling up to it?
No, it'll be fine. It's not fair to take a...
There, you see. You shouldn't go yet. Oh. Sit down again.
Oh, no.
Perhaps I ought to send for a doctor.
No, no. Mortals, it's just the singing. And tiredness too, I dare say. It's not easy sleeping in a dormitory. Worse than your hospital wards. This woman came in fighting drunk last night. None of us got a wink by the time she'd finished abusing the warden and searching for red ants under the bed. If I could just rest here a while longer.
Why don't you lie down in the bedroom?
Oh, I couldn't do that. Not your bedroom.
Oh, don't be silly. Have a little sleep and see how you feel later.
No wonder they call you angels.
I'm afraid my halo's a bit dented.
Not from where I'm sitting.
You stay there a minute while I go and make up the bed.
If you could lay an old cover on it, maybe. I'm not so clean as I choose to be.
Oh, don't worry about that. Hey, I don't know your name.
Maggie.
I'm Jan.
My daughter's name was Julie.
Pretty name. Shan't be long.
Julie. And you look smugly down from your smart leather frame. Smile, would you?
Jan!
Hello, love. How was your day?
Oh, not so bad. What about yours?
A bit sad. Mr. Bevan died. You know, my case history.
Oh, no. I thought he was improving.
He had another coronary.
Oh, dear. You'll miss him.
I had to pack his things up afterwards. I always hate that bit. I was madly stiff upper lip about it. Didn't want another lecture from Sister Yowat on over-involvement with the patients.
Well, I'm glad you got involved with this one, anyway.
So am I.
Hey, why don't we go out for an Italian meal tonight? Cheer you up a bit.
Oh, smashing.
I'll get out of these and into some jeans.
Okay. Oh, no, you can't.
What?
You can't go into the bedroom.
Why not?
There's someone in there.
Hey.
I was going to tell you.
May one ask who?
My secret lover. I didn't have time to hide him in the wardrobe.
And you're afraid his boots may be sticking out from under the duvet.
How did you guess? It's just an old lady having a rest.
There's an old lady asleep in our bed.
Well, she's not really old. More worn down. She fainted in the street, and I was passing.
Oh, it would have to be you, wouldn't it?
So I did my F. Nightingale bit, and as we lived so near...
And collecting lame dogs is your hobby.
I couldn't just leave her there, Tom.
Well, I suppose we should be thankful it isn't a bed full of boat people.
She lives right out at Euston in this awful hostel. I thought you might give her a lift back.
It's lucky I love you.
Well, she's got no one to come and fetch her.
Oh, will you shut up about her for a moment?
Sorry.
You know something? I think we ought to get married.
Do you mean that?
No. I'm only saying it to take your mind off our friend in the bedroom.
You really want to?
Don't you?
You know I do. Didn't I try to pressure you into it after we'd known each other about 5 minutes? But...
What?
I wouldn't want you to... I know how you feel about marriage. What with your parents?
Filth.
Honest?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have to.
I reckon we'll make up better than my parents did.
You bet we will. Do I get to meet them at last?
Huh?
Your people. If we're engaged, surely you'll get in touch with them now.
I don't see why.
To tell them. They are your parents. Whatever they've done, yours.
It's our business, not theirs.
They really must have hurt you.
Look, please, don't let's spoil things by talking about them.
We never do talk about them.
Oh! Pardon me.
Hello, Maggie. I hope we didn't wake you. This is Tom. Tom, this is Maggie, who I told you about.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you.
How are you feeling now?
Much more myself, bless you. If I might use your toilet.
Of course. In here.
I'll have a quick wash up and then I'll be on my way.
Tom said he'd give you a lift home. Didn't you, Tom?
Yes.
No, I couldn't trouble you, sir. Thanking you all the same.
It wouldn't be any trouble, would it?
No, of course not.
Then I'd be more than grateful. My legs are still a bit shaky. Oh! If it isn't a bathroom fit for Barbara Carton.
Sorry to lumber you, but I couldn't let her drag all the way over to Euston. Hey, you're not cross with me, are you?
No.
What is it, then?
That woman, I've seen her before.
Maggie?
Hmm. A couple of times.
Where?
Well, the first was outside the office. I don't know why I noticed her, really, except we don't usually get that type hanging around the city.
What type?
Oh, all right, I know you don't like people being categorized, but she was somewhat conspicuous among the pencil-lined skirts and cashmere jerseys. Then the other week, when the car was being serviced and I went in by tube, she was in the same compartment coming home one night. She got in when I did, and she got out here, too.
Well, then it can't have been her. She hasn't been to Kensington for years.
Did she tell you that?
Yes. She mentioned bringing her daughter to see the Peter Pan statue.
It was her, all right. I recognised that awful old coat at once.
You see coats like that at every jumble sale. Gran used to pick them up for a couple of bob.
Did she pick up shopping bags with flowers on, too?
Oh. Why should she say she hadn't been here recently, if she had?
I don't know, but it was definitely her I saw.
Perhaps she forgot. She does seem a bit confused. Oh, what a coincidence.
That she, of all people, should end up in our flat, isn't it?
You're not suggesting she conveniently timed her faint for when I was passing, knowing I was a nurse and that I'd ask her back here.
I'm just saying it's odd. You know, I had this uneasy feeling when I saw her on the tube.
What do you mean?
Well, she was sitting some way down the compartment. Never actually looked towards me, yet I felt she was... That she was watching me all the time.
How come you never mentioned it?
It didn't seem important. I'd forgotten all about it till she came through that door just now.
Oh, why would she want to con her way in here?
To get a look round, perhaps.
Casing the joint, you mean?
Burglars do.
Oh, come on. She could do better than this flat.
She's been alone there in the bedroom.
Resting, not raiding my jewel case.
How do you know?
It wasn't even her idea she should go and lie down. It was mine.
Was it? Or did she come of her faint again?
Well, yes, but...
Hmm.
I bet if she'd been a nice middle-class lady up here from Barnes, it wouldn't have entered your head.
Oh, Jan.
So that's one thing I like about this uniform. At least we're all the same at the hospital. People don't make snap judgments based on superficial image.
Jan, I love you very much. I love your social conscience and your indignation, but you're too trusting, Jan.
She's right. Doesn't do to take people at face value.
Look, I don't know how much you heard.
Enough.
It was you I saw on the tube, wasn't it?
Yes.
And you were following me.
I have to find out where you lived.
I told you.
I watched you other days, too. Stand outside this house for hours. Or sit on that bench down there in the shadow of the trees. I saw you come out with her once or twice, so I followed her, too. Found out where she worked, what time she came home, what day she changed duties. And then I formulated my plan.
You mean?
Amazing how it all worked out. I had a nasty moment when that woman wanted to ring for an ambulance. That was all I needed. Find myself strung up on a saline drip.
But otherwise, it's all gone perfectly.
Until now?
Oh, I'd only call this a minor setback.
What is it you want? I don't understand.
Ask him.
Tom?
I haven't a clue.
I suppose the name Julie Flynn wouldn't mean anything to you either.
No, it wouldn't. Who the hell's Julie Flynn?
Her daughter.
Yes. My daughter.
I don't know anything about her daughter, Jan.
He's lying.
Jan, I think we'd better ring the police. She's obviously round the twist.
No, wait. What is it he's supposed to have done, Maggie?
I told you how she killed herself.
Yes.
But not what made her do it. She was savagely raped. And the man responsible standing there.
Now do you believe she's mad? Shall I phone the restaurant and make sure they've got a table? Jan?
Sorry?
I was wondering if I should book. They get pretty crowded on a Friday.
Tom, do you mind if we don't go out after all?
You're not going to let that loony old woman spoil our evening. We've got something to celebrate, remember?
Hmm?
Our engagement.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Eh, that's better. You know, I think we should do it properly. Put a notice in the Times and Telegraph so all our old school chums will know.
I can see my schoolmates reading the Times and Telegraph.
Buy a Bradington ring for you to flash around the hospital.
We're not supposed to wear rings on duty.
Invite Sister Yabba to be matron of honour.
Give me a way more life.
Oh, I love the way your nose crinkles when you laugh.
She said her daughter used to laugh a lot.
Forget her, Jan.
Oh, I can't. I could see she was a bit disturbed.
A bit disturbed? She's as nutty as a fruitcake. I bet I'm not the first bloke she's done it to either. Probably makes a habit of going around London accusing unsuspecting males of raping her daughter. You get these obsessives.
Mm.
You know, I remember when President Kennedy was killed. I was on a bus with a school friend. There was this coloured chap opposite us. Suddenly, he went berserk, screaming and yelling, accusing us all of being part of the assassination plot. It was terrifying. No, please, don't go away.
Oh, I just wish...
What?
We haven't thrown her out like that.
Well, quite frankly, Jan, when someone accuses me of being a rapist, I didn't feel much like getting out the Earl Grey.
I know,
or
but...
giving them a lift home.
She hasn't got a home.
Well, would you rather I'd let her stay here and dig a knife in my ribs or whatever she had in mind? Presumably her great plot included some awful form of revenge. I still think we should have got hold of the police.
Well, that wouldn't have solved anything. She's not a criminal.
Just mentally deranged.
Wouldn't it drive you round the bend if your only child killed herself and the man responsible for raping her got off scot-free?
Assuming he was responsible.
What do you mean?
The case was never brought to trial.
Only because the victim was dead. Without her as witness, there was no case. You heard what Maggie said.
She also said that the man denied it.
And called him a lying bastard.
She's not exactly unbiased, is she?
I suppose not.
I mean, I expect the story's so garbled by now, there's no relation to what actually happened.
Perhaps.
If you can imagine a complete stranger's responsible, Lord knows what other warped ideas she has.
Her daughter's still dead. I know some of what she told me was an act, like the fainting was. But when she talked about her, that wasn't an act, Tom.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it.
It seems so awful. I wish I'd asked what the hospital was called. We could have got in touch with the people who...
They'll know about her already. She's probably been in and out of psychiatric units for years. You can't carry them all, Jan.
No. I wish I could be calm and detached like you. You'd make a much better nurse than me.
Yes, I know, but I wouldn't look so good in black tights. Go on, go and change. I'll ring the restaurant.
Okay. Won't be long.
Hello? Hello. Would you have a table for two in about half an hour's time? But their name's Clark. We are regular customers and would prefer the alcove. Thank you. Oh, and perhaps you put a bottle of champagne on ice. Thank you. Fine. Goodbye. That's all right. I've booked the table.
Wait. Was that the bell?
Yes, I'll get it.
It's probably Nell upstairs. She took the laundry in.
Me again. I left my shopping bag.
You wouldn't have left it here on purpose, would you?
You had me out so quickly I forgot to pick it up.
Where is it?
By the settee.
No, I'll fetch it. You stay here.
Oh, what's the matter? frightened she might believe me if I told her some more details.
I never set eyes on your daughter. I never heard of her until tonight.
Your name's Tom Clark.
Yes, but I mean...
That was his name.
Look, if you look in the phone book, you'll find dozens of them.
Oh, I have. I tried them all long ago. You'll be ex-directory, no doubt.
Yes, as it happens.
Just my luck. And I gave up. Then one day, a couple of months back, I spied your name outside that office block. List of directors. I asked the doorman to point you out. Not that I needed telling. The minute I saw you, I knew you were the right one.
May I ask what gave me away?
Julie said you were tall, fair, public school type.
Ah, I thought it was my hunchback or my butterfly tattoo.
You won't be laughing much longer.
Is that a threat?
You don't think I came here to wish you well?
Why did you come?
First, I thought I'd kill you. I've decided against that.
Well, that's a relief anyway.
No. Killing's too quick. Now I see there's other ways.
Look, it's not me you're after. It's someone else. Look, can't you understand? You've made a terrible mistake.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Stay here. I'll get Jill back. Here you are. I'll get you into a cab.
And hope it's the last you'll see of me.
It better be, or I'm going to the police.
What? You knocked me about like you did her.
I don't go in for violence. I'm not that sort.
Oh, that's what she said, that you didn't seem the sort.
Look, here is your bag. Please, come on now. Come on. Come on.
Tell me, nurse, is the geriatric ward on fire?
Liz! If not, why are you dashing down the corridor in that undignified fashion?
Because I can't wait to get out of this dump.
Do I take it disillusionment is setting?
Along with backache and institutionitis.
Mind you, if I had a fella like you've got waiting at home, I'd be getting my trainers out too. How are things going there, Jan?
Fine. We're getting married soon.
Great! We must have a party. Another student nurse drops out. Oh, will you finish your training?
They'll be dropping me first at this rate.
You've had an appraisal.
You must build up your defence mechanisms, they say, or you'll never make a good nurse. In other words, you mustn't care.
It isn't a matter of not caring. It's a matter of...
switching off.
Sympathy without sentiment.
I don't want to switch off. I want to see my patients as individuals.
You can't take on the whole lot.
That's what Tom keeps saying.
Maybe you'd be better in social work. One-to-one stuff.
With a caseload that allows you approximately 2 minutes per person per year.
Oh, well. If you're getting married, you'll probably have kids in no time, and that'll give you all the involvement you want.
Mm.
Your parents must be chuffed about you and Tom.
Well,
sorry, I forgot. Have you got any other relations?
Not now, Gran's dead.
Shame. Tom would be God's gift to the family.
Yes, I wish she'd known him.
He's purpose-built, isn't he? Nice-looking, good job, white, respectable, doesn't even drink. Does he have any vices?
He has been known to bite his nails.
Oh, God. What's the matter?
Nothing, just someone I know.
Hello there!
I'll say cheerio, then. I'll see you around, Jan. And we must fix up that party.
Okay. Hello?
You're speaking to me, then?
Looks like it.
That's something. I was hoping I'd catch you. I came yesterday, but you must have gone out the other gate. I knew if I went to your home, he'd turn me away.
You can't blame him.
I had to see you, though.
What for?
To talk to you.
Not if it's to tell me a whole lot of awful things Tom's supposed to have done, because
it isn't. I realise now that maybe I could have been mistaken.
You were. I promise you Tom's the last person on earth who'd do a thing like that.
You get so as you don't see things straight no more.
Yes.
I know I act crazy sometimes where she's concerned, but... some days I think I'm going out of my mind.
Is that why you came? To tell me you were mistaken?
And to tell you I'm sorry. And I planned everything. I never thought about you. You were only a means of getting at him, and then... when you were so kind to me, I almost forgot why I was there. You were the first person to show me any kindness since... I don't know when. They're good enough to us at the hostel, but... Christian good, you know, with an eye to promotion. They don't see me. I'm just another stepping stone on the way to salvation. You listen to me. You laughed with me. You You put me in mind.
Oh, don't, please.
No. I'm sorry. No, take no notice of me. I've upset Miss Ayer. I'll leave you alone now.
No, wait. Look, why not come and have a cup of tea in the canteen?
Here we are.
Thank you.
Spend all my time saying thank you. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll be apologizing in a minute for the hospital tea. Do you take sugar?
I shouldn't, but I do.
Me too.
I like these rat clumps. They have them at this calf near the hostel. Sometimes they build castles with them, you know, stacking them one on top of the other.
Like card houses.
Well, that's it. Well, it's a way of passing the time. They put a stop to it at the calf now, though.
Building castles?
No, serving just a cup of tea. You have to have a meal with it. It's their way of raising the tone of the place. They know people like me won't go in there no more. And not that I blame them. I wouldn't have wanted no riffraff in my canteen. I told you I worked in a canteen, didn't I? Before.
Yes, you did.
I wouldn't have welcomed no dirty, idling riffraff in there.
No, not that.
Or aren't I? Will you answer me a question?
Yes, what is it?
Truth now. Do I smell?
No.
Ah, you can no more tell a lie than Julie could. I know I must. There was this woman next to me on the tube today. Moved the seat. I didn't need to see her pinched nose to guess why.
Well, if you mind so much...
It's not easy getting a bath at the hostel. Not much you'd call privacy. I do try to wash me bits and pieces regular, but sometimes I let it slide along with everything else. Oh, there goes another castle crash. Story of me life. It's a pity about that calf. What convenient.
Isn't there somewhere at the hostel you can sit, get a cup of tea?
Ah, they lock us out in the day.
Oh, that's awful.
Some women have jobs, mind. Others go to this day centre, but that gets me down. All those people shoving you around.
Couldn't you get some sort of work again?
Would you employ me? And there's no one who'd give me a reference now, that's for sure.
What do you do all day?
Mostly I spend my time on Euston Station, looking at the arrivals and departures board. Having private bets as to how many cancellations there'll be. Sometimes I go along to the public library. It's warm in there. And the weather's kind, I sit in the park. But this time of year I don't risk that. My cold's a bit threadbare and my chest's been weak since I had the pneumonia.
You ought to take yourself in hand, Maggie.
Not you too.
You must. Julie would have hated to see you like this.
She can't see me, can she? And who else gives it down?
Jan, you asleep?
No.
I didn't think you were.
Oh, I didn't wake you, did I? I've been trying desperately to keep still.
It was the desperate stillness that worried me.
Oh, sorry.
I missed all the snuffles and grinding of teeth.
I don't snuffle and grind.
Something troubling you?
No.
Come on, there is. You're quiet all evening. What is it, though?
I saw her again today. Maggie Flynn.
Where?
She came to the hospital.
Has she been pestering you with more of her crazy story?
No. In fact, she came to apologize.
Oh, she finally decoded the message, then?
I think so.
Let's hope that she turns the evil eye on someone else. That's one lady I can do without.
It must have been dreadful, though.
What?
What happened to her daughter?
Yes.
She talked some more about it when we were having tea.
You had tea with her?
I couldn't turn her away.
Oh, Jan, you don't want to get mixed up with that woman.
I'm not.
She's trouble, Jan. Anyone can see that.
She's only how she is because of what happened.
I doubt it.
Now and then I see flashes of the person she must have been before. Warm and amusing. She had a reasonable job, nice flat with her daughter.
The whole life sort of crumbled.
She must have been pretty unstable in the first place.
Because she couldn't cope with her only child killing herself.
She should have snapped out of it by now.
Switch off, snap out. It's not always that easy. I know how I felt when Gran died. And that was at 75 and in her sleep. If I hadn't met you when I did, I think I'd have fallen apart.
So I'm a granny substitute, Mama.
You know what I mean. You need someone to help you through a thing like that. Maggie had no one.
Well, isn't that strange, if she was the ebullient, outgoing character you say?
Julie was everything to her. She was illegitimate, you see.
Ah.
What do you mean, ah?
I didn't mean anything.
Everyone told her she should have an abortion, but she refused. Went ahead and brought her up all on her own. That was harder then than it is now. And after all that, to lose her. In those circumstances.
Hey, come on now.
There was a girl brought in when I was on casualty. She'd been raped. She was in a bad state. Black eye, severe bruising, internal injuries. She never uttered a sound. She just lay there, shivering. Maggie said Julie was like that afterwards. Sort of dead inside. Even before she finished the job herself.
Jan, love.
I'm sorry to go on, but it keeps coming back.
Why don't I try and make you forget it?
No. I don't feel like it. Not tonight.
Well, just put your head on my shoulder, then.
Oh, so
come on. That's more like it.
She said I reminded her of her daughter.
You?
She thinks I'm like her.
What? A little scrubber that worked in a pub. Another figment of our Maggie's vivid imagination. She wanted to write for Middles and Boone.
How do you know she worked in a pub?
What? You mentioned it, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Then she must have the other day.
Not while you were there.
And she came back for her bag while you were changing.
You didn't tell me that.
No. Well, yes, well, she did anyway. She must have told me then. Ah, I remember now.
Did she call her a little scrubber?
Are you trying to make something out of this?
It was you, wasn't it?
I can see she's got you well and truly brainwashed.
Wasn't it? Oh, God.
Where are you going? Jan!
Jan! Jan, let me in! Please, Jan, please! What were you doing?
Washing.
All right. I was the man concerned. But surely you don't believe I'd rape anyone? The girl was lying.
Like you lied to me.
Jan, you lived with me for over a year. You know me better than anyone.
I thought I did.
Have I ever hurt you? Have I ever forced myself on you? Look at me. Jan, it's me, Tom.
Why did you lie to me?
I didn't see any point in raking it all up again. I knew it would upset you. And frankly, it is an episode in my life I would prefer to forget.
What did happen?
Can we go into another room? This isn't the ideal place to talk. Don't sit right over there. It's not the sort of thing I want to shout. Please, come here. That's better.
Go on, then.
It was a Saturday evening. I went to this pub with a couple of friends. We'd been to a rugby match earlier. Julie, well, she was behind the bar. We chatted her up a bit, the way you do a barmaid. She was attractive in a tarty sort of way. Too much makeup. Tight skirt, see-through blouse. In fact, nothing left to the imagination at all. She took quite a bit of a shine to me. It was all laughs and innuendos. Later on, there was a sort of cabaret. These youths strummed guitars and she sang a few songs, fancied herself as a singer. And then she came over and had a drink with us.
You used to drink in those days, then?
No, I didn't. Never fancied the stuff. I told you I was on fruit juice. Which is more than can be said for the others.
Well, they wanted to go to some club. I had work to do the next day. My finals were coming up, so I said I'd push off. Julie said she didn't want to be late either and asked if I'd give her a lift home. I said, fine. I wouldn't pretend I didn't know what she had in mind. I told her to direct me. She did. Straight to a deserted building site. And she hadn't taken me there to look at the moon. She had her blouse open before I'd switched off the engine. She was a right little raver. I promise I didn't do anything to her that she didn't want me to do. I didn't do half the things she did want either. I remember thinking, God help her if she ever gets into the hands of some sadist. Afterwards, I drove her home. She kept on asking me when she could see me again. I made some excuse about my exams. She went on. So I invented a fictional fiancé. I was beginning to see she was trouble. Next day, there was this policeman on my doorstep, saying I'd been accused of rape. God, can you imagine how I felt? They took me down to the police station. The surgeon examined me. I don't think I've ever felt so humiliated in my life. And of course it was obvious that I'd been with her. Not that I denied it. I told them exactly what I've just told you, the truth. They asked me endless questions. They'd be pretty tough at first, but I think they believed me. I don't suppose her story would have stood up for long. They must have seen the type of girl she was. I very much doubt that they'd have pressed charges even. But then, of course, next thing I heard...
She was dead.
Yes. Yes. If I'd known then what she was like, I'd never have gone within 100 miles of her.
Why did she do it?
Out of spite.
I mean, kill herself. Why, if you... If she hadn't been... Why?
Well, she obviously had a screw loose like her mother. I don't suppose she meant to do it properly, just to cause more drama. After that, I never went with another girl. Until I met you.
Oh, Tom. Hold me.
Shall we go back to bed now? No, perhaps you'd rather I slept on the sofa just for tonight.
No. Tonight I need you more than ever.
Maggie? Mm. Hello, Maggie. It's me, Jan.
Oh, what's the business?
Did I wake you?
No, I was only dozing. What are you doing here? You're catching a train?
I came to look for you. He said you were usually here.
Looking for me.
I said I'd try to get over sometime.
People say a lot of things.
And I've brought something for you. A present.
Present?
It's in the case here. I thought of sending it to the hostel, but I was afraid it might not reach you.
Oh, you're right. It's a terrible type to get there.
And anyway, I wanted to give it you myself.
What is it?
Come over to the toilets and I'll show you. Here we are.
A coat.
Thought it might be useful.
With fur on the collar.
Well, it's not completely new.
Good ass.
It's only been worn about twice.
Feel tweed too. Will you feel that now?
Should be warm anyway.
Where did you get it?
From the son of a private patient. He said, could I dispose of it?
His mother had passed on, had she?
Only to the Bahamas.
Oh, well, she won't be needing a winter coat there.
She was about your size, so I grabbed it straight away.
Try it on. Oh, no, it seems a crime to dirty it. Oh,
come on, I didn't bring it all this way to lie in tissue paper.
Fancy you thinking of me.
Yeah, let me help you.
Coming all this way. Why aren't you at work? Oh, are you nice now?
We've been given time off to study. Well,
this isn't study.
I can make it up tomorrow. There.
does it look?
See for yourself. There's a long mirror. Well?
They think I've been shoplifting.
He looks great.
I almost recognize myself.
Perhaps we could find you some better shoes, too.
Why are you doing all this for me?
5 o'clock. P.M.
That you, Jan?
Oh, hello, love. You've beaten me to it.
I expected to find you with your head on a pile of medical books.
I came up for air.
Where have you been?
Nowhere in particular.
With a suitcase?
Oh, I had to take some things round to one of the girls at the nurse's home. How come you're so early?
I took time off to do some shopping. Here.
For me? What is it?
Open it.
Oh, Tom.
Should be the right size. I measured one of your other rings. You can change it if you don't like it.
Not like it?
I knew sapphire was your favourite stone.
If only Gran could have seen it. It must have cost a bomb.
I don't buy engagement rings every day of the week. Let's see.
Fits perfectly. Oh, Tom, thank you.
Oh. I love you, Jan. You know that, don't you?
I should do.
You haven't gone off me since the other night.
No.
You've seemed a bit, I don't know, remote.
It was just the initial shock. I'm okay now.
And the old girl hasn't turned up at the hospital again.
No, she hasn't.
Then we can forget the whole sordid business. Concentrate on the future. I vote we get married as soon as possible. Before Christmas.
Couldn't we wait till the new year?
Well, what's the point now we've made up our minds? We might as well get on with it. We don't need a place to live.
I thought the spring would be nicer. And I'd like a few months to show off my ring.
Well, yeah, all right then. But don't go leaving it around till it's properly insured.
I could never replace this. Some things you can't insure.
Love divine, oh, love's excelling. Joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling. All thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion.
You're a nurse, aren't you? I didn't think you'd seen a naked body before.
Oh, don't turn it off. Have as much hot water as you like.
I'll maybe top it up again later.
I forgot to give you a towel.
I shan't be needing it. I've a mind never to get out of here.
Good, is it?
I've forgotten the feeling. Ah, people say paradise is clouds and honey. But it's lying in a bath full of pine essence. You didn't mind me helping myself.
I told you to.
It's letting your big toe toy idly with the bath plug without them hammering on the door searching you for vermin.
Once they found head lice on me, I could have died of shame. Head lice are quite rife these days. They've even infiltrated the middle classes.
Oh, these weren't middle class ones. No, they were straight from the gutter, like most of us at that place. Oh, is it all right to use this soap? Not his, is it?
No. Help yourself. Ah,
old English lavender. Puts me in mind of walled gardens and perfumed linen.
You ought to get out of that place, Maggie. You're worth better.
Ah, you're the only person who thinks so.
You should.
I don't think I can manage on my own now. I've become, what do they call it?
Institutionalized.
Well, I've been there nearly 2 years. Get used to it. Hours. Hymns, the rules. Him, the smell of vomit and death. Oh, you hate it and yet that's what keeps you going, know what I mean?
Yes, it's why patients malinger in hospital and people keep going back to prison.
I was never much good on me own.
I'm not either.
What a capable girl like you.
It's true. It's one of the reasons I took up nursing. When Gran died, I couldn't stand the thought of being alone.
Oh, it's a terrible thing, loneliness.
Mind you, after a few months at the nurse's home, I wasn't so sure.
But then you came here.
Yes. You should try to make the break, though, Maggie. I'd help you find a room somewhere near here. Then I could look in on you.
Maybe.
After Christmas, perhaps. Start the new year positively.
I'll think about it. Oh, would you mind scrubbing me back?
Of course not. Oh,
shouldn't be too dirty. Had a thorough wash before I came here in the ladies' room at Euston's.
Oh, Maggie.
Well, I wasn't going to contaminate your lovely pink bath. Leave telltale rims around the side.
You are done. Mm.
Oh, just go on doing that. What an art you have.
I used to bath Gran when she was in.
Lovely. You were very fond of your granny, weren't you?
If she hadn't taken me on when my parents died, I'd probably have ended up in an orphanage.
Oh, that's terrible. Lovely girl like you with no father or mother. At least Julie had me.
People used to say how awful it must have been for me, having to look after her when she was ill. But I didn't have to. I wanted to. Till then, I'd always been dependent on her. That way, I could pay her back.
That's good to be needed.
I haven't seen that ring before.
No.
Officially engaged now, is it?
Yes. We plan to get married in the spring.
Huh? Congratulations.
Thank you. Shall I run some more water in now? Maggie?
Hmm?
I'll run some more water in. How's that?
The water wanted to do that.
Sorry?
Just to wash herself clean. They wouldn't let her. Wouldn't even let her change out of the clothes she was wearing. All those hours waiting for the doctor to examine her and never allowed to wash herself. It's a terrible thing to do to a girl.
Oh. Was I drifting again? Or was, wasn't I?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yes, it does. You laid on all this for me and I mustn't spoil it by being a misery. Once I'm going to enjoy myself.
You go ahead.
Hey, can I really come here regularly?
Yes, so long as you've gone before.
Don't worry. The last thing I want is to make things awkward for you.
Jan? Jan, I thought you were on nights this week.
Working his purpose out,
oh,
and here
no.
Succeeds to year. God,
hey. Well, if it isn't himself.
What the hell are you doing here?
Having a bath. 2 minutes earlier, and you'd have caught me ascending like Aphrodite from the foam. That would have given you a worse shock.
How did you get in?
Jan let me in. Same as usual.
You mean
I come here twice a week for my bath, didn't she tell you?
No, she didn't.
Oh, now, isn't that odd? Must have slipped her mind. Unless she thought you'd disapprove. She did say I should be gone before you got back, but I clean forgot the time today.
She just goes off and leaves you here?
Oh, and she's on nights. She's a trusting girl. Like Julie was. What made you change your mind, by the way?
What?
What made you decide to tell Jan, after all, that I was right about you?
How do you know?
I didn't, for sure. I was only guessing. It's the way she avoids talking about you. And I suppose you told her that Julie made it all up, same as you told the police?
I told her the truth, if that's what you mean.
That she led you on.
Yes.
And being friendly to a customer's invitation to be raped.
She wasn't raped, Mrs. Flynn. I'm sorry about Julie, but
oh,
really...
Oh, are you?
Yes, I am. But I promise I did nothing that you didn't want me to do.
Oh.
It was she who made the running. She asked me for a lift. She directed me to the building site. Everything was fine until afterwards when I wouldn't agree to see her again. Now, I don't wish to speak ill of her.
That's nice to know.
But I'm afraid she acted out of sheer vindictiveness.
You don't kill yourself out of vindictiveness.
I swear I didn't rape her.
And they'd have believed you. Standing there in the right tie with the right accent and the right job. Doubtless Jan believes you too.
Of course she believes me.
Because she wants to.
Because she knows me.
And didn't I know me own daughter?
Well, maybe not that side of her. Parents aren't always the best judge of their children.
Oh, they are when they're as close as I was to Julie. She'd never lied to me.
Besides, you don't need words. And your child goes off pretty and laughing and comes back a ghost. Would she be able to put that on?
You convinced Jan with the fainting act.
But she couldn't have acted those bruises.
They could have been self-inflicted.
Is that what you told the police?
I know I didn't cause them.
My Juliet never harm herself.
Oh, no. Yet she took her own life.
Oh, very clever. You educated mouthpieces can twist words so they'll mean anything. Not what they did with her at the police station. That's what some clever Dick barrister would have done if it had come to court. Yes, she took her own life. But that wasn't her. Well, didn't they say so at the inquest, while the balance of her mind was disturbed? She was frightened out of her wits.
Frightened her lies would find her out.
Frightened of having to face it all again. The intimate questions and the filthy accusations. Hadn't she been through enough without having to go through it all again?
Wouldn't it have been simpler to withdraw the charge?
I'd have everyone thinking the worst of her. She had enough of that when she was little. Being singled out because she had no father. Oh, she was a very sensitive girl. She may have seemed outgoing on the surface, but underneath she was deep. The way Jan is. She was very like Jan in that
Jan sense. Is nothing like her.
Oh, yes, she is. I see it all the time.
Any similarity is entirely in your mind.
She even looks like her.
Rubbish.
Must be the type you go for. Lucky for Jan, she didn't struggle.
You're sick.
Not half as sick as you. They may have had to drop the case, but I haven't dropped it. 5 years I've been waiting to catch up on you. Now, what's the hymn I was singing? God is working his purpose out. That's what I'm doing, too.
I don't want to call the police.
And you won't, either.
I will, if you don't get out of here at once.
But I'm here at Jan's invitation. Where's the crime in that?
This is my flat. I don't want you coming here anymore. Is it understood? And I don't want you seeing Jan, either.
You better tell her that, hadn't you?
Hello, love. Just in time for some coffee and toast.
No, thanks. I had something when I came off duty. You're late with breakfast.
I wanted to see you before I left. When you're on nights, we never seem to get a chance to talk.
What about the office?
That can wait. There's something I want to discuss with you.
I thought there might be. It's about Maggie, isn't it?
She's been on to you.
Yes. She phoned me at the hospital after you chucked her out yesterday.
I should have known she'd get in first.
She was in quite a state, Tom.
I can imagine.
She's afraid you'll stop me seeing her. She was really upset.
I bet.
She was.
What about me? How do you think I felt finding her singing hymns in my bathroom? I didn't even know you were seeing the woman.
Well, you didn't have to take it out on her.
Jan.
It was my idea that she came here for baths. Do you know what conditions are like at that hostel? And Maggie's very sensitive about that sort of thing.
What's wrong with the public baths?
You wouldn't know, would you? Well, I do. Gran and I had to go down there every week before we got the council flat.
For God's sake, Jan, am I meant to open my home to any down and out in London?
Maggie's not any down and out.
Jan, I don't think I'm an unreasonable person, am I?
No,
well, am I being so unreasonable now?
All right, maybe I should have told you I was seeing her.
Why didn't you?
You know why. You'd have said I should have nothing to do with her, that she's trouble.
Too right, I would.
There.
Because she is trouble, Jan.
How can you say that when you don't even know her?
And you do, I suppose.
At least I'm not judging her on one meeting.
I've met her again now, and nothing she said has altered my opinion.
I've taken the trouble to get to know her as a person. All she needs is someone who cares.
That's all very well, but why should it be you?
Because there's no one else.
Oh.
There's a change in her already, Tom. She's beginning to regain some self-respect.
Maybe, but I don't think that you should...
No, I don't want to hear the don't get involved tape. I don't have to maintain a professional detachment where Maggie's concerned. She's not a patient, she's a friend.
Oh, a friend now, are you?
Well, God knows she needs one. And I intend to go on seeing her, even if it suits you to wash your hands of her.
What's that supposed to mean?
You want to forget what happened with Julie. Maggie reminds you of it, so we're supposed to slam the door in her face.
Look, it wouldn't occur to you to look at it from my point of view, I suppose.
Of course.
She wasn't the only one scarred by that experience, you know.
I do understand how you feel, Tom.
Well, then.
What I don't understand is your total lack of concern for Maggie. I don't just mean now, I mean at the time. Didn't it occur to you to get in touch with her when you heard about Julie? To see
no,
if you
it
could...
did not. I never met the woman.
I know I'd have wanted to do something.
Well, we don't all share your fetish for do-gooding.
Oh, is it do-gooding to show a bit of concern for the girl's mother? After all, even if you didn't actually...
Well, go on. If I didn't actually rape her or Are you beginning to have doubts about that now?
Oh, of course I'm bloody well not. But you must have felt some sense of responsibility for what happened.
No, I didn't. I felt exactly the same way as I feel now. That is me who's the victim. Can't you see what she's doing, Jan?
She's not doing anything.
She is trying to come between us.
That's just ridiculous.
It's her warped way of getting back at me.
She doesn't even talk about you.
No, she's more subtle than that.
In fact, she hardly ever talks about it at all. That's what's so good. She's beginning to look outside herself again. I'm sure in time she'll come to terms with the fact that Julie wasn't the paragon that she thought.
No, she won't. The woman's obsessive.
Are you sure it's not you who's becoming obsessional?
Jan, look, I'm not imagining it. She threatened me again yesterday.
She wasn't the only one throwing threats around.
Oh, for crying out loud!
She didn't mean any of the things she said to you, Tom.
Of course she meant them.
She was just hitting back because she was scared. She told me so.
Yes, I'm sure she did.
Well, for God's sake, I'm not that gone.
Look, don't you understand? She's manipulating us all the time, and what's more, she's succeeding. Do you realize that this is the first row we've ever had?
You can't stop me seeing her, Tom.
Oh, go on now. Pull harder.
I'm trying to.
You can't pull a cracker and block your ears at the same time.
I'm scared of the bag.
You don't think this one hasn't... Bang!
Not much.
Look what I got. I got a plastic whistle.
Oh, so much for that quality gift.
Here's a riddle. Listen to this, though. What do you call an Eskimo with 12 balaclava helmets?
I don't know. What do you call him?
Anything you like, because he won't hear you. This is what I call Christmas. Cake and crackers and carol singers.
That used to be a favourite of Gran's.
Julie always went out carol singing when she was little. And picture her now, shaking her tin, all rosy-cheeked. Oh, we had some lovely Christmases together. We'd decorate the flat just like this. Paper chains, holly, tree with fairy lights.
Gran and I did the same. Yeah. However skint we were, we'd always put up decorations. Mm. Some years we had to make the paper chains out of scraps of old newspaper. And she'd always fill my stocking too. Even if she had to nick a few things to do it.
Yes, I'll picture all this tomorrow.
They'll be laying on something at the hostel, won't they?
Oh, yes, there'll be plenty of charity. Hold out your plate and you'll get a dollop of turkey and a mouthful of platitudes.
I wish you could come over here.
Oh, no. I don't want to cause any more trouble between you and him. Things are all right now, are they?
Yes. I just wish... Oh, come on, let's pull another cracker.
Right. And this time, you can have the gift.
Thanks a lot.
What is this?
Oh, a yo-yo. Just what I always wanted.
Well, here's your riddle. Shall I read it out?
Okay.
Why are elephants wrinkled?
I give up.
Have you ever tried ironing one?
Oh, I haven't put my hats on yet.
Oh, no. Oh, look. Mine's a crown. That's green, too. Match my beautiful New Jersey.
Mine's a mitre. Or is it a dunce's cap?
Oh, that reminds me. I haven't given you your present yet.
Well, you haven't gone and bought me something.
Well, I didn't buy it, no. Don't you look like that. Didn't nick it either. No, I got it 5 years ago. It was meant for Julie. I was going to give it to her for Christmas, but then... Oh, she wasn't there that Christmas. Here. You'll not be offended.
Offended? I don't know what to say.
The locket. Maybe worth a penny or two now. Can never bring myself to sell it.
Are you sure you want me to have it?
Aren't you like a second daughter to me?
Oh, my
love.
Feel like a stroll? Walk off the turkey?
If you want.
But it's better than sitting here in silence.
Silences never used to bother us.
They were shared silences, not widening gulfs.
Well, who's created them?
Not me.
There's no point in me talking when you don't want to hear what I say.
I don't want to hear about her.
When I didn't tell you I was accused of deceiving you, I can't win.
I don't need a blow-by-blow account. There must be other topics of conversation. Oh,
so now we have to make conversation, do we?
Well, you used to tell me all about the hospital.
Oh, I've had the hospital up to here.
It's not healthy, your preoccupation with this woman.
Your resentment of her is a lot less healthy.
All right, then, come on, tell me about the famous tea. Judging from the crackers and paper hats in the bin, you had some sort of knees up.
Go on, be disparaging. You can have a party. We must have a knees up.
Oh, no, not the class thing again.
Well, you're so condescending at times.
And you're so chippy.
Why shouldn't we have a knees up, as you call it?
And there's no reason.
It was a bloody sight more fun than today's been.
I wonder you didn't ask her to join us.
I wish I could have.
Oh, I see.
It seems so ridiculous, that's all.
What does?
But I can't have the two people I care most about with me on Christmas Day.
So now she's attained the same status as me in your affections.
Oh, don't be so... You don't have to be jealous of her, Tom.
I'm not jealous.
I'm fond of Maggie, the way I was of Gran. If she was alive, we'd have asked her over for Christmas, wouldn't we? Or maybe you'd have disapproved of her, too.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Gran.
Found her vulgar and uncouth. She wasn't beyond her knees up in the pub of a Friday night, and she hadn't an H to her name. But I was closer to her than I've ever been to anyone.
Closer than you are to me?
Oh, it's different.
In other words, yes.
We're not very close at the moment, are we?
And who's to blame for that?
I feel as if I'm being torn in half.
There's a simple solution.
You think if I stopped seeing her, things would be like they were again?
In time, they would. Now, I've been thinking. Once we're married, why don't we move out of London? You'd soon find other interests and...
She's not a hobby. She's a person. Oh, it's no use, Tom.
What do you mean?
It's a beautiful ring, but keep it for someone else.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yes, I do. I've been avoiding it for some time. It wouldn't have worked, Tom. I'll move out as soon as the holiday's over.
You think I'll let you go just like that?
The cracks would have shown sooner or later, without Maggie.
There wouldn't be any... cracks without her.
Wouldn't there? Better answer it. Go on, Tom.
Hello?
Who was it?
Who do you think? Her, to wish us a Merry Christmas.
You've moved out. Out of that lovely flat.
I couldn't very well stay on. I'm bunking up with a girl at the hospital, student in my year.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing, Jan.
Don't worry.
I can't help it. I feel as if I'm to blame for it all.
You mustn't.
It's me you should be throwing off, not him. He's got everything to offer you, and what am I but a crippling weight round your neck?
Come off it,
Maggie. It's the truth. Look. I'll move on somewhere else, get out of your life, and then maybe things will be all right between the two of you again.
Oh, don't be daft.
You were set up so nicely before I came along.
I was living in cloud cuckoo land. I kidded myself everything was fine because I wanted it to be. I signed on at the hospital with half an eye to finding myself a fella. I wanted my own man, my own place, respectability.
No, living in sin's not my idea of respectability.
It was the best I could do. I'd have married him then and there if he'd asked me. Just as well he didn't. Funny thing is, in the end, it was him who was so keen on the idea. I've been kind of backtracking for some time.
Do you still love him?
In a way. What I thought was him. But it was never on, Maggie. We're from different worlds. He comes from this smart professional background. Lived in Sussex, went to public school, university, all that bit.
Yeah.
His friends are the same. When we went out for a meal with them, I always felt I was holding back. Couldn't be myself. You can't marry a man who flinches very slightly every time you say toilet.
Does he really?
I feel more relaxed with you than I ever did with him. Like I did with Gran.
He'll have been very upset.
He was.
He didn't try to harm you.
No, he didn't.
Oh, thank God for that.
Hello? Anyone there? Please?
Who is it? is Tom Clark.
Hello, Tom. Long time no see.
Well, the door was open, so I...
Come on in. Well, you've lost weight.
Have I?
In fact, you look a bit ropey altogether.
Oh, thanks.
You want to look after yourself.
I don't want to look after myself. That's the trouble.
I was sorry about you and Jan.
Thank you.
Has she been in touch?
No.
Nor with me either.
I thought she was staying with you. That's why I'm here.
Oh? Well, I thought you'd come to see me. Oh, she did kip on the sofa for a few weeks, but then she found a flat.
Do you have her address?
Afraid not. She said she'd give it to me, but she forgot.
Can you get it from her at work? I don't like to pester her at the hospital.
You couldn't. She's not there anymore.
What?
She's jacked it in.
She's given up nursing?
Yes. Not that I was surprised.
What's she doing now?
I don't know. As I said, I haven't heard from her since she left.
Is there anyone else who would know where she's living?
Not that I can think of.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm sorry, Liz. I didn't mean to jump down your throat.
Would you like a drink?
No, thank you.
Oh, no, you don't, do you? A coffee, then?
No, I won't stay.
If you were hoping to patch things up, I don't think it would be any good.
Well, it depends if she's felt anything like I have for the last 3 months. To begin with, I said to hell with her. If that's what she wants, I can live without her, but I can't. It's ludicrous. I'm not sleeping. I can't concentrate.
Maybe if you started seeing someone else.
I can't even think about anyone else.
Oh, just going out. Nothing heavy. You're too good to waste.
Thanks, Liz. But...
if you change your mind, I'll go on leaving that door open.
Surely someone at the hospital must have a forwarding address for her.
Okay, then. Hang on.
What?
I lied to you just now. I promised her I wouldn't tell you where she'd gone. But what the hell? Here.
Well, well. Look, who's here? I thought you might come calling one day. Well, what's the matter? Don't you recognize me with my new hairdo? Jan permed it for me and gave me a rinse. Copper Glow, it's called. She says it makes me look 10 years younger. She's had a brightening rinse herself, suits her well. You're not looking so good.
I've come to see Jan.
I didn't think you'd be visiting me. Who gave you our address?
You're living here?
Our Jan didn't like me being in that hospital, so she found a place with 2 bedrooms.
You really worked it, haven't you?
It was her idea. Did you hear she's given up nursing?
You're doing too, I suppose.
Oh, her heart wasn't in it. She's got a lovely job now. Day receptionist at a hotel. No more of those awkward hours. I may be getting a part-time job there myself.
I want to talk to her.
She's out.
I don't believe you.
Come in. See for yourself. Even if she was here, I doubt she'd want to speak to you.
What have you had anything to do with it? Haven't you had your pound of flesh? If it's any satisfaction to you, I've never felt so desolate as I have since she left.
5 years of it I had.
What more do you want? I'll give you money. However much you want. If you'll just... please leave her alone. I'll buy you a flat of your own if that's what you want.
Isn't that just like your loss? Think you can buy your way out of anything?
Let her go, please. That's all I ask.
You talk as though I'm holding a prisoner.
Aren't you?
She's free to walk out of here any time she likes.
You know that's not true.
If I did take your money and disappear, what makes you think she'd come running back to you? She wouldn't, you know. Because deep down she knows what you are.
For God's sake!
And she's happy here with me. We're both happy. Like having Julie back again.
Please, 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 I beg of you, listen to me.
Did you listen to her when she pleaded with you?
Only me, Maggie. Would you believe it? The laundrette's
we've
closed.
We've got a visitor.
Tom.
Hello, Jan.
What's she been saying
to you? It's all right, darling, I'm fine.
Can I talk to you?
There's no point.
Oh, Jan. Don't you think you should have a little chat after he's come all this way? I'll go into the other room if you like. Leave the two of you alone. He seems to think I've got some sinister hold over you.
No. I'd rather you wait.
Please, Jan.
I'm sorry. Nothing you could say would make me change my mind.
I'll be in my room, Maggie.
I could kill you.
I thought you weren't the violent type.
I'm sorry, Liz.
It doesn't matter.
Of course it matters.
Not to me. Sex isn't everything. Perhaps we should have left things as they were. Just going out now and then.
Well, there's not much future in that.
It's Jan still, isn't it?
Yes.
I wish I had whatever it is she's got.
Well, that's what's so bloody stupid. There are plenty of girls as attractive as her. We hadn't even that much in common. Different backgrounds, different education, different attitudes. I keep asking myself, what's so special about her?
And what's the answer?
Well, there isn't one. Except it's the only real relationship I've ever had. I used to avoid commitments of any kind. It was always one-night stands or nothing. It had been nothing for a long time before I met her. I suppose for the first time in my life, I've had some sort of emotional security.
What about when you were a kid?
Oh, don't talk to me about my childhood.
Wasn't it happy?
Happy.
That's why you never mention your family. Somehow I'd imagined you came from a nice, comfortable background, like mine.
Comfortable materially, perhaps.
Your parents aren't divorced, are they?
I wish to God she had divorced him instead of keeping up that sham.
What sham?
My father was a GP. Pillar of society, loved by all his patients, a nicer man you never knew until he closed the door. He used to drink, and then he knocked my mother about.
One of them.
Strain of the job, I suppose. Had to take it out on someone. I was sent to boarding school at 8 for obvious reasons. In the holidays, I'd lie in bed at night with my hands over my ears, pretending it wasn't happening. In the morning, I could almost believe it wasn't.
And your mother took it?
Well, she was of the generation that did. And who would have believed her? She was meant to be the neurotic one. All those days in bed. The awful thing was, she couldn't even tell me. They've been married 30 years, and she still keeps up the facade. No, I don't go near them anymore. And I don't talk about it either. I never even told Jan.
Is that the reason you don't drink?
Yes. And why I loathe violence of any kind.
Why you were wary of relationships, too.
I didn't want to know about anything permanent until I met Jan.
No wonder it's taking you so long to get over it.
Well, I don't think I'll ever get over it.
Have you tried to see her again?
No, not since you threw me out that time. I've written, though, several times.
She hasn't answered?
Well, only to say she didn't want any more of my letters.
I wish I could help you forget her.
I wish you could, too.
I'll be off now, Jan.
Have a good time.
Tonight's the night. I feel it in me blood. On the red, clickety-click, and it's Bingham over there. Star prize to the lady with a fur collar and a smile like the Queen, Mother.
You
oh, yes, tonight I'll make me fortune.
Blow your salary more like. What's left after you bought me this dress, drinks for all the staff?
Imagine me having a pay packet to blow. When Mr. Forbes handed over the envelope this morning, I felt like I was getting the OBE.
He's pleased with you, too, he told me.
Oh, you wait. I'll not be just chambermaid for long. I'll be head chambermaid.
That's the spirit.
Oh, that slouch Doris doesn't know a hospital corner from a hairpin. Ben. Hey, suits you, the dress. I knew it would. Shows your figure off. When I saw it in the shop window, I said, that's for me, girl.
It's smashing.
I won't be too late.
I expect I'll be up.
Good. You can help me count my winnings.
Tom?
For a moment I thought you weren't going to answer. May I come in?
Please, I've told you I don't want to see you anymore, and I don't want you writing.
But I want to hear it again, without that female Svengali breathing down your neck.
What makes you think she isn't here?
It's Thursday night, isn't it? Bingo?
How do you know that?
Because I've taken a leaf from her book. I've been watching this house.
No.
Yes, at first I thought of hiring a private eye for the job. But I had nothing else to do with my evenings. You see, you can get quite a good view from the saloon bar over there. But then you wouldn't know about that. Because you and she go into the public bar, don't you?
You've no right to spy on me.
How else was I going to get you alone?
Don't shut the door.
Can't you understand? I don't want to talk to you. There's nothing...
Well, that's too bad, isn't it? Because I want to talk to you.
You've been drinking.
How very observant of you.
Tom, you never used to.
And you never used to shut doors in my face.
How many ways can I tell you? I'm very sorry, but it's over between us.
Not as far as I'm concerned.
It's no good.
But it was good before she came along and ruined everything, wasn't it?
Yes,
but... We really had something going for us, or have you forgotten already?
Of course not.
We could have been married by now, like you wanted.
I thought I wanted.
We still could.
It's not what I want anymore.
You will one day.
Maybe, but not to you.
And do you think she'll let you go? She's got you right there, hasn't she?
No.
She even made you throw in your job.
That had nothing to do with Maggie. You know I wasn't happy, nurse.
You wait till you're interested in another man. She'll undermine it the same as she did us.
Don't be so ridiculous. It's just the opposite. She's always honored me to lead my own life.
Wait till you start to.
If you must know, I already have.
There's someone else.
I'm surprised you haven't found that out.
Who is it?
He's assistant manager at the hotel where we work. And for what it's worth, Maggie and he get along fine.
Can we step with him?
It's none of your business.
Oh, you have. I can see you have.
It's 6 months since we broke up. Was I supposed to do without it forever? You should try finding someone else.
I did.
Oh, Tom.
I don't want anyone else.
Oh, love, you must try to get a grip of yourself. It isn't like you to go to pieces this way. Have you looked in the mirror lately? You can't have shaved for days. What on earth must your clients think?
I've been off work since Monday. I've taken some leave. This is my summer holiday. Not quite up to last year's, is it? Do you remember our holiday in Crete?
Yes.
You said it was the best holiday you'd ever had.
It was.
I was planning to take you there again for our honeymoon.
Why don't you go anyway?
Oh, to Crete?
Somewhere else, then. Just to get away for a while. I'm sure if you had a good break, a bit of sun...
And a nice holiday romance to take my mind off you.
You never know.
Oh, yes, I do know. You may be able to sleep with anything in trousers,
oh,
but I
come
can't.
On.
Well, I don't suppose he's the only man.
Yes, as it happens.
No, no, I've seen you in the public bar over there throwing yourself around.
Oh, have you?
Yes, and no doubt you chat up all the salesmen of the hotel,
Look,
too.
Look, I know you've been drinking, but I...
You're beginning to behave like our precious Julie.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And you're even beginning to look like her, all that peroxide.
It's not peroxide. It's just a light ring.
You never used to wear all that cheap muck on your face, either.
I can't wear a bit of eyeshadow.
You don't even dress that way.
I have to look presentable in my
car. You know what you've become. Just a little slut like her.
You were drunk that night, weren't you?
What's the use of denying it? That's what's at the bottom of all this, isn't it? You never did believe me.
Yes, I did.
I mean, you sooner listen to that psychotic old bitch.
I knew you couldn't have done it when you were yourself, but if you'd
you
been...
You see, I never had a chance when she turned up.
Oh, wouldn't it be better if you faced up to it, Tom, instead of lying to yourself as well as to
For
me?
For Christ's sake! I did not rape her. The girl was lying. She told the police to get her own back when I wouldn't see her again.
But she didn't.
What?
It wasn't Julie who reported it. She didn't want to. It was Maggie who rang the police. Julie tried to stop her.
And you really believe that? Oh. Jan, love, look at me, please. Now, come here.
No, I...
Jan, don't pull away. Come on, let's be close for a minute. Hey, that's better, isn't it? Come on, Jan. Please, let me kiss you.
No, please.
Oh, Jan, what's the matter? Hey, frightened might be too good. Oh, Jan, I've been
thinking. No.
Don't, please, Jan, don't try to stop me. Jan, is this your room? Come on, let's come to bed.
No.
Everything will be all right again then, I promise.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, Jan, you soon will. It'll be like it always was.
No, Tom.
100 times better than with your hotel manager.
No, please, no.
Hello. Hello, is that the police station? I'd like to report a rape. I've told them. They're sending someone.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. I've got you safe. Don't cry. Oh, my poor baby, don't cry. I've got you, Julie.
In A Case to Be Answered by Jill Hyam, Tom was played by Clive Francis, Jan by Sue Wallace, and Maggie, Mary Wimbush. Liz was Deborah Makepeace, and the two shoppers were played by Dinah Handley and Jackie Holborough. The play was directed in Manchester by Kay Patrick.